Welcome to our podcast about 13 Reasons Why. My name is Imre.
And my name is Cindy.
13 Reasons Why is an American television series based on the novel 13 Reasons Why by Jay Asher. The story is about Hannah Baker, a high school freshman who tells her 13 reasons why she committed suicide. Hannah leaves behind a series of cassette tapes in which she talks about the reason why she chose to end her life and about the people she believes are responsible for her death. Through the storyline, the series explores and depicts a wide range of social issues affecting modern youth, including suicide, sexual assault, bullying, racism, drug culture, mental health, drug addiction, alcoholism, domestic violence, homophobia, deportation, homelessness, abortion, and school shootings. In this podcast, we're going to talk about teen suicide, drug addiction, rape, bullying, and the pros and cons of this series. First, I'm going to talk about a few important characters. Clay Jensen is a teenage boy attending high school who had a crush on Hannah when she was alive and becomes obsessed with finding out what drove her to kill herself. He is also the primary suspect in Bryce Walker's murder. Jessica Davis is a student who is raped by Bryce, which leads to her opening a sexual assault survivors club. Bryce Walker is a student from a rich family and the captain of the football team who is known to rape unconscious girls.
Hannah, one of the main characters, leaves behind a series of cassette tapes in which she talks about the reasons why she chose to end her life and about the people she believes are responsible for her death. On the final tape, Hannah talks about the day of her suicide. After recording the tapes, Hannah had mixed feelings and decided to get help and give life one more try. She visits the school counselor, Mr. Porter, and asks for his help. While secretly recording the conversation, Hannah does not tell him that she was raped, but through questioning Hannah, Mr. Porter comes to understand that she was. Hannah refuses to disclose her rapist's identity if Mr. Porter cannot promise her that the rapist will go to jail. Mr. Porter could not promise her this, but he will try to protect and support her through it. Mr. Porter tells that her only option will be to move on. Hannah agrees and leaves his office, although he insists on her staying. Hannah drops off her uniform at work before delivering the tapes to Tony.
The next phrase could be triggering, so if you can't handle it, cover your ears.
Hannah returns home, fills her bathtub, and slit her wrist with a razor blade, dying from blood loss. She is found by her parents who called 911, but they are too late.
We think there are a few pros and cons about this series. Here are the cons.
30 Reasons Why glamorized suicide by showing that killing yourself and leaving tapes recording is the only way to successfully show the world a message. Viewers see main character Hannah Baker as a strong person, only to see her commit suicide on screen. Instead of discussing her problems with her parents, Hannah takes her own life. The series attempts to simplify suicide, which is in reality a very complex issue. Suicide is not a direct result of bullying or sexual assault, and there may be many reasons someone attempts suicide. The victim could be suffering from a mental illness that they are unaware of, therefore he or she may not seek proper treatment. The show tells people who are dealing with mental illness or bullying that suicide is their only option. It tells victims that they cannot take control of their situation and take steps towards making a change. The series makes bullying seem like a life sentence and an unmanageable problem, which is not accurate. Hannah does not stand up to her bullies at all. Instead, she creates these tapes explaining why she committed suicide after it's too late. As the teenagers in the show are dealing with these serious issues, they do not talk to their parents. No one in 30 Reasons Why talks about their parents about what's happening at their school. If any student had come forward about bullying and other issues, a life may have been saved.
These are the pros. 13 Reasons Why presents a safe way to discuss suicide. Suicide can be a difficult subject to discuss with others. This television series opens a pathway for those who struggle with discussing mental illness, bullying, sexual assault, or suicide. Some parents even watch the series with their kids and discuss the episodes afterwards. In reality, many teenagers and young adults do tell their parents what is happening in their lives. This Netflix series helps everyone discuss these difficult issues without making it awkward.
Another pro from 30 Reasons Why is that it discusses how small actions can have big consequences and how no actions comes without a reaction. Within several episodes, viewers realize that the list brings consequences, such as bullying and sexual assault. How could anyone know that a simple list could cause a suicide? No one realized what someone else is going through, and this series proved that. One comment could upset someone for a few minutes, or it could cause suicidal thoughts. Everyone should be more careful with their words and actions, because everything comes back with force. Being extra careful with our words and actions can go a long way.
Another pro is that the series shows that people should treat others with kindness instead of hurting them. Being kind to someone in need can go a long way. In the novel version of 13 Reasons Why, Hannah Baker said, "You don't know what goes on in anyone's life but your own. And when you mess with one part of a person's life, you're not messing with just that part. Unfortunately, you can't be that precise and selective. When you mess with one part of a person's life, you're messing with their entire life." So we should never underestimate the power of words and actions. No matter how big or small the action may seem, just be kind to anyone and don't hurt them or don't gossip. Just be kind, and this series really shows that.
A frequently asked question is there a copycat effect? In 2017, a study published in JAMA International Medicine found out that the online series 13 Reasons Why, which shows a fictional teen suicide, was associated with an increase in suicide-related internet searches, including a 26% increase in searches for how to commit suicide, an 18% increase for commit suicide, and 9% increase for how to kill yourself. On May 29, 2019, research published in JAMA Psychiatry outlined an association of increased suicide in 10 to 19 years old in the United States in the 3 months following the release of 30 Reasons Why, consistent with a media contagion of suicide in the show. However, some media scholar studies prove that viewing 30 Reasons Why was not associated with suicidal ideation, but actually with reduced depressive symptoms.
Now I'm going to talk about drug use. Justin Foley was one of the main characters in 13 Reasons Why, and he was battling with drug addiction. First, I'm going to talk about Justin's backstory. In season 1, Justin was dating cheerleader Jessica Davis. The couple was drunk at a party and Jessica passed out. Justin backs off and leaves this room, and Bryce Walker enters. He raped barely conscious Jessica, and Justin just went away and he didn't do anything. Cindy is going to talk about this subject more, so I won't be elaborating on this. The guilt bearing down on Justin over letting his girlfriend be raped is a part why Justin turned to using heroin. In season 2, we can see Justin's bad home situation. His mother is a drug user who dates a dealer named Seth, who physically assaults him and his mom. Justin ran away after stealing Seth's money, and this is how he wound up on the street. Clay Jensen is trying to convince Justin to come back home, and Clay stashes Justin at his parents' house. While unbeknown to Clay, Justin brought with him a stash of black tar heroin and tin foil. Clay finds the heroin and flushes it. Justin eventually gets through his withdrawal and starts going back to school. Thanks to support from Clay and his family, Justin feels what it's like to be part of a loving family. Clay's parents make him breakfast, send him off to school, and watch TV on the couch. This is Justin's dream of an ideal family, and he always wanted this, and now he has it. A few episodes later, Justin feels bad and he scores some heroin at school. Later, Justin is found pale and lifeless with a needle still in his vein on Clay's bed. Since Justin's use had been on and off since he started living with Clay, his tolerance would have diminished, increasing the chance of an overdose. In the rest of the series, Justin tries to fight his addiction, but he doesn't have to do it alone anymore. He got his friends, and that makes it a lot better and easier. As viewers can see Justin's battle in many details. In reality, drug use is an important subject, half of all new drug users are under the age of 18, and that really is awful. Addiction is often called a disease that doesn't discriminate, meaning it can happen to anyone. Some factors are dysfunctional homes, feeling lonely and worthless, just like why Justin started to use heroin. If you see someone who's struggling with drug addiction, or if you are someone who's struggling with drug addiction, make sure you don't fight it alone. Just be there for each other and find your friends or find your family, but just don't do it alone. Fight the battle together and you really will make it. Now I'm going to talk about bullying. One of the main focuses in the show is the effect teen bullying had on the main character, Hannah Baker. A few of the reasons on the recorded tapes had to do with teen bullying. She experienced teen bullying in and out of school. Rumors were spread about her, and she was harassed online. Many other people or teenagers are in the same situation as Hannah was. Research shows that about 25% of teenagers experience bullying, and even more of us are impacted by cyberbullying. Bullying is considered a repeated act of aggression, where people plan to harm or upset anyone. Students who experience bullying are twice as likely as non-bullied people to experience health side effects like headaches and stomach aches, and are also at an increased risk for sleep difficulties, anxiety, and depression. Of course, people who bully are bad, or the action of bullying is bad, but bullying is often a learned behavior, and many bullies can learn aggressive behavior at home. Research suggests that some kids and teens may become more aggressive by the amount of violent content the children are exposed to, and also parents often can set a bad example for their kids to their own bullying behavior toward their kids or maybe other people. So of course bullying is bad, but sometimes the bully, her or himself, is also feeling bad or don't know better. So parents dealing with a child who is bullied or is a bully, you should just talk to your parents, and parents need to set the right example for their kids. If you are a bully, be careful, because in the series Hannah Baker kills herself. Maybe not only because of bullying, but it was a factor. So you can cause real bad things if you bully. So please, be careful with what you say, what you do. And people who are bullied, don't let it get too far, as Hannah did.
The last topic I want to discuss with you guys is rape and sexual abuse. Sexual abuse has come up a few times in the series. In the first season of 30 Reasons Why, on tape number 12, Hannah reveals that Bryce raped her in the hot tub during a party. After the traumatizing event, Hannah seeks help, but her guidance counselor, Kevin Porter, minimized the assault and overlooks her suicidal ideation. When Clay confronts him about tape 12, Bryce states that every girl at Liberty High wants to be raped. And Bryce still walks free, while his involvement in Hannah's death still remains a secret. The next incident happens during a summer party before Jessica David's junior year. Jessica and her ex-boyfriend Justin are fooling around. Justin leaves to get Jessica a glass of water, and when he does, Bryce is waiting outside the door, wanting to see Jessica. Jessica is almost unconscious, and when Justin left the room, Bryce rapes a near-unconscious Jessica, while Hannah was in the closet watching the entire incident. After Hannah's suicide, Jessica tries to stop Bryce and testifies about a sexual assault during the Baker's lawsuit against the school. In season 3, she becomes an activist for changing the school rapes culture. The next person I want to discuss with you is Chloe Winter. Chloe is in a very difficult position because she is in a relationship with Bryce, an extremely manipulative person, and she feels very pressured to be loyal to him. She lies on the stand for him during Baker's trial, but the truth of their relationships becomes clearer later in season two. Bryce seems to think that because Chloe is dating him, she's always okay with having sex, but that's not the case. Bryce has sex with Chloe against her will while she was watching TV. Bryce's sister, Nora Walker, points out the bruises on Chloe's arm. As 30 Reasons Why unfolds, Chloe realizes that she's been gaslit and sexually assaulted by her boyfriend. She's as much of a victim as Hanneke and Jessica are. In season 3, she chooses to terminate her pregnancy. So I have now shared with you the biggest events related to sexual violence in the show. Unfortunately, things like this happens too often in today's society. I think that these days there is still a rape culture at some places. Rape culture is an environment in which rape is prevalent and in which sexual violence is normalized and excused in the media and popular culture. Part of the rape culture is the objectification of women's bodies and the glamorization of sexual violence, thereby creating a society that disregards women's rights and safety. Some examples of the rape culture are victim blaming, for example, she asked for it, or sexually explicit jokes, or the competition to kiss the most girls, for example, or assuming that men don't get raped or that only weak men get raped, or things like teaching women to avoid getting raped. These things are not really normal in a normal culture, but unfortunately in the rape culture they are very normal. I want to talk with you about how we can combat rape culture and victim blaming. First of all, you can avoid using language that objectifies or degrades women. You can also speak out if you hear someone else making an offensive joke. And if a friend says they've been raped or sexually abused, please take your friend seriously and be supportive. Also, let your friend or other survivors know that it's not their fault.
Thank you for listening to our podcast about 13 Reasons Why.
13 Reasons Why is a fictional series that tackles tough real-world issues, taking a look at sexual assault, substance abuse, suicide, and more. By shedding a light on these difficult topics, the show hopes that it can help viewers start a conversation. But if you are struggling with these issues yourself, this series may not be right for you. If you want to watch it with a trusted adult, and if you ever feel the need to talk with someone, reach out to a parent, a friend, a school counselor, or an adult you trust.
We chose to discuss this series because we both saw it and thought it was interesting. We think it's important for people to understand more about these subjects and learn how it can affect people. We've discussed the most important things of this series, so this podcast will only have one episode.
We really want to thank you again for listening, and please reach out if you need to.
Bye!